So the psukim in Parshas Bo, which of course introduced Pesach Mitzrayim, and the dinim of Korban Pesach. First, you have the description of Pesach Mitzrayim, and then you have a little flourish in Perek Yud-Beis, where the Torah very briefly encapsulates, you know, what Pesach is all about, and introduces it with the pasuk of and introduces it with the pasuk, which seems to be announcing, right, that this is the quintessence of Pesach. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'Aaron, Zos Chukas HaPesach. This is Perek Yud-Beis, Pasuk Mem Gimel. So what would we expect? If somebody says, Zos Chukas HaPesach, right, the first item on the list, I've said this many times, I just think it's true, that's why I say it, is the one that sets the tone. Zos Chukas HaPesach is not going to be followed by the most improbable or most technical or negative din, but it's going to be something, I'm building up what I want to say, obviously, which characterizes the concept of Pesach. So, Chukas HaPesach is a big introduction. So what would we expect? What we get is, Kol Benechar Lo Yochabo. Now, Kol Benechar Lo Yochabo is a very peculiar, you know, phraseology. It's hard to translate. The Pashtus, if you just didn't have your heart scroll or your Hertz or, you know, whatever it is that, you know, that people have, you would say a non-Jew is not allowed to eat a Korban Pesach. Big Chiddush, right? The first thing and the characterizing statement about Korban Pesach is that it's off limits for a non-Jew. The status of non-Jews in Achilas Kachim in general is an issue. But either way, the idea, right, that you're accentuating the exclusivity, the Jewish exclusivity of Korban Pesach, doesn't seem to properly capture Zos Chukas HaPesach. What does it mean? So the Mechilta Rashi explained it means two things. But that itself is challenging. Number one, a nechar, a nokri, is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. That would be very problematic if that's all we were saying. That's all we're saying in Pshuto Shel Mikra. But it also refers to something else. And that is that a mishumad is mufka from Korban Pesach. Zos Chukas HaPesach, kol benechar shez rashi, shenisnakru, based on the Gemara, maisav la'avid shev ha-shamayim, his behavior, right, distances him from his Father in Heaven. The Echad Akum, the Echad Yisrael Mumar b'mashma. Now, we know that sometimes a Yisrael Mumar is compared to an Akum, but usually not in the context of mitzvos. Usually in the context of Isurim. He loses his privileges, right? He, Yeno is Yei Nesach, you know, things of that sort. But when it comes to Maisa Kiddushin, Kiddush of Kiddushin, when it comes to his obligation, and then Dorner said you're not obligated in mitzvos because of Mumar's Ka'akum, it's very strange. Number one, Pshuto Shel Mikra is Nachri. That doesn't make sense. If we're integrating Nachri in Mishumad, that still, Parshanut-wise, is a problem, because it sounds like we're talking about Nachri. Moreover, that is not a normal equation when it comes to mitzvahs. Even more striking is that the Unkelus and the Rambam eliminate, and the Chinuch following him, eliminate the Nachri part completely. The Rambam shifts the Nachri part to two psukim later. Tosha v'socha layochabo is what excludes Nachri. And it isn't the Torah's Nachri, because Toshav isn't a Nachri, right? It's a Ger Toshav. Meaning a non-Yisrael doesn't have this din, and Nachri is Bechlal. But it's not part of this pasuk, Mem Gimel, which sounds like it's saying it. What is this pasuk? Exclusively referring to Mishumad. Kol Avid, Amar Hashem l'Moshe l'Aaron de gzeira piska kol bar Yisrael v'yishtamed le yechobe. This is also, as I said, the interpretation of the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, Kupchapkes,
which I think we have here,
and in Hilchos Kotz Pesach, Tess Halacha Zayin.
Yeah, do you have a question?
Yeah, the idea of those, isn't the Zohar Torah,
where the preamble doesn't, it seems like a letdown. I think a question is a good question. I mean, what does it mean there? I don't think the Zohar is wrong. I just think that in each case you have to explain why it isn't a letdown. Right? When it's a drum roll, so it's Kukas HaTorah. Yeah. And you always have to explain like what's going on. And my view is that when you look into it more deeply, it's usually very profound. It's our challenge to try to figure out what it means. The mitzvah kufkaf chesar am such shizzi runu miachol pesach yisrael sheimir vua mar yisalach yisale kol benechar lo yochol bo omer hametargim, referring to unklus kol bar yisrael v'yishtamid ulshon b'chilta kol benechar ze yisrael mumel avarizar. He even knocks out the nachri part. I say it was Korban Pesach. The Rambam, likewise, Perek Tes Halacha. For so much time, so Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. Rambam says same thing. We'll leave the Lashon of the Rambam in just a minute. Yeah. Thank you. Hamachu Kazayis Mina Pesach. Baby Pesach Sheni. Bein Pesach Sheni Lemumar Lavarazara Ola Gertosha Volosachir Hariz Omer Velosase Veinu Loke Ahumakir Makas Mardus Uben Nechor Omer Batara Zeha Obeg El Nechor. Even in the Rama mentions Nachri, he wants you to know that the Pasuk doesn't refer to Nachri. It refers to the Shomad. Bein Achim and Menel Nachri Afilu Gertosha Volosachir Shenemar Tosha Vesachir Lo Yochal Bo. Okay, so what's going on here? More than that, the Achronim already point out this din, and this is already the beginning of the answer, is an unusual halakha. There's no general din in Kachim that a mumar or a mishumad cannot eat basar kachim. Right? I don't know whether you want to invite a mishumad to eat basar kachim. I'm not sure how appropriate that is. But there's no Isur in the Torah to do so. This Isur is limited to Korban Pesach. The Griz makes a Sahara in a different context. I'll try to explain the context in a minute. In Hilchos Macholos Asuros, Perek Beis, Halacha, Chav Gimel. Right? The fact is that the Gemara in Zvachim, Chav Beis, and Beis has a discussion about a Kohen who's Oved of Adazara, whether such a Kohen can ever be Oved the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara seems to conclude that he cannot, and maybe even Tshuva won't help him once he did that, etc. But a Kohen being obeyed, right, being Mufka because of being a Meshumad, is different than there being an Isur of Achilas Basar Kachin Meshumad. There is no such din in the rest of Kachin. So in a certain sense, right, getting back to our first question, Zos Chukas HaPasach, in a way, the Torah opens very unusually, because you use the language of Benechar, which sounds like Nachri, but the Masorah tells us that's not what it is, right? According to the Rambam and Unklus, we're going even further and saying, not only is that not what it is, it's not both, even. According to Rashi, it's both, but they shouldn't usually go together under these circumstances. And now we're finding out that the din that is described, namely Meshumad, who's called a Nechar, in this context, is a special din in Korban Pesach that doesn't apply in other kachim. So when the Torah says Zos Chukas HaPasach, and the first halacha tells us is something which Korban Pesach is unique, right, different than all other kachim, it really is drumming or roll drumming or whatever the proper expression is. It really is a fanfare to tell, oh, you want to know, you want to understand Korban Pesach? You really want to understand it? The first thing I need to tell you is that there's a special din, and that is the Meshumad is Mufka from Korban Pesach. The question is why? So if you look at Sefer Chinuch on this mitzvah, the Sefer Chinuch has a very simple explanation, but a very powerful one. Mishrashim mitzvah, sometimes the Shirashim are a little exotic. In this case, I think it's right on target. Mishrashim mitzvah starts off by saying the usual thing, the typical thing. all of Dinei Pesach have to do with the Neis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Fine. But then he goes on and he says, but it's more than that. Yetzias Mitzrayim, and particularly Korban Pesach, is also about embracing Emunas Hashem and Bris Emunaso Ubris Toraso. And therefore, says the Chinuch, a Meshumad who stands for exactly the opposite, right, who casts away Emuna and Avodas Hashem, is somebody who is Mukta from Korban Pesach. Then he adds, very tellingly also, he says that even though there's no makor for what I'm saying, that this is the pshat, that this is the reason, kemo harbe mekomos b'talmud svara eina tzricha makor. A very powerful statement. So what's he really saying? That the yisod of Korban Pesach, right, in addition to everything else, of course it's a historical korban based on what happened, etc. But what happened itself is all about not just political chayrus, but the concept of emuna, bris, emuna ubris Torah. Ad sheyishketu, right, leloheyem lieinea, right, the fact that Klal Yisrael were able to rise to the challenge to Shech, the Korban Pesach, which was the god of the Egyptians, was a remarkable affirmation of their commitment and their sense of Emuna, their identification as a Tzibor, and their identification with Bris Emuna and Bris HaTorah. And Meshumad is completely antithetical to that concept. If this is true, and this is the Yisod, and that's Zos Chukas HaPasach, so then perhaps there are other things that we can understand as well. The Michas Chinuch goes to town on two or three points in the Rambam's presentation of this halach. So again, we don't have so much time, but let me just give you like a brief snapshot of it. So in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Hamachil Kizayis Min HaPesach. In Sefer Mitzvos also, the Rambam says, right, Shiziranu Mehachil Pesach. I'm sorry, is that wrong? Is that the right one? Kuf Chav. Yes. Shiziranu Meachol Pesach Me. To be Lahachil. A Pesach Yisrael Shehimir. Number one. Where did the Rambam get this idea that there's a prohibition to be machil a meshumad Korban Pesach? If you look at the pasuk says, ben nechar lo yochal bo. Lo yochal is a proper verb. It means that benoch nechar is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud Gimel comes back to this five times. Keeps repeating it. Says, I don't know where the Rambam got it from. It's an amazing chiddush. He had to have a makor. It's like he's wringing his hands, you know. And then he says it again, like a paragraph later, and then like three paragraphs later. As you know, I don't know where the Rambam got it from. He had to have a makor. But this is the language in Sefer Mitzvos and in Yad HaChazaka. To such an extent that the Minchas Chinuch says, I hope the Rambam doesn't really mean to convey that the only person who also is the machil and not the ochel. I think, even though this kiddush is amazing, that he has to assume that there's an iser from Shuma to be ochel Korban Pesach, right? He just has to, apparently has some makar to extend it also to the person who is machil. But, I don't know where he got it from. It's an amazing kiddush. Surely, even though he never, ever, ever mentions that there's an Easter to be Ochel Korban Pesach, al yedei Meshumad, but Kol Shekeini has to hold that way, right? Right? That's what the Michas Chinuch says. But the Rambam never says anything about Ochel at all. Moreover, the Rambam goes on and says that this din applies to Mumar L'Avodah Zarah. And he repeats it again. The Michas Chinuch says, how come the Rambam keeps emphasizing Ovid Avodah Zarah? Some years ago we learned Kulin, right? We know that there are a number of Mumrim, a Mumr L'Chalas HaShabbos, a Mumr L'Chalas HaTorah Kula, Mumar Lekol Torah Kula, right? Basically, even if he's not a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, he's a Mumar Lekol Torah Kula. A Mumar L'Davar Echad L'Hachis, according to one day in the Gemara, is a Mumar. What? Dino Ka'akum. So why, says the Minchas Chinuch, is the Rambam harping on Avodah Zarah? I would add, if you look at the Rambam himself, in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, right, in Hilchos Malachim, right, wherever the issue comes up, the Rambam is not shy about telling you, in Hilchos Shabbos, the very last halakha of Hilchos Shabbos, is the Rambam's beautiful peroration, how Bechalel HaShabbos, you know, is just as bad as being Bechalel, as being a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, because, you know, O.C. Beni U'Bei B'nei Yisrael, O.C. Le'olam, and therefore it's the same idea. The Rambam's not shy about exactly what the Menachas Chinuch is talking about. Menachas Chinuch goes on to analyze Kedarko, the Gemara in Zvachim Chafes on the base, about the Kohen, who is Oved Avodah Zarah, is that Dafka Oved Avodah Zarah, or is that even a Min, a Bikoris, right, a Mechalas, a Shabbos, a Farhesia, and he thinks it's Hoba Hatalia, and so on. But the Rambam never mentions it. Why does the Rambam think, A, that there's a din of Machil, and number two, that Dafka Avodah Zarah? The Kesef Mishnah says about the Machil point, it says, oh, the Rambam read it for the Psukim. Because the Rambam, well, it's going to tell you, listen, who are we talking to? The Mishumah's not listening. It's almost like the Rasha, you know, in the Haggadah, you know. You know, are we talking at him, or are we talking to him and with him? You know, so the Kesef Mishnah says, it can't be addressed to the Mishumad. He's not listening to us. So it's addressed to people who are listening. So the Minchas Chinuch says, I don't understand that at all. I mean, we never speak to an Avariah in the Torah. What's going on? A third halacha. The Rambam goes on and says, the Ein Eloka, Abba Makados Makas Mardus. Why is it no Malkus? So the Sefer HaChinuch says it's no Malkus because it's a lav shem b'maisa. Again, the Minchas Chinuch, very unhappy. He says, I don't understand where they got that there's no Malkus, there's no such Gemara, and there should be no such din. The Kesef Mishnah says it's no Malkus because it's not Mefurish Bakra. Why? Because it says B'nechar, and it's not so clear that it's Meshumah, and it's not for the Torah Shabbat there. So the Minchas Chinuch says what? And things that are not explicit in Torah Shabbat, that's the interpretation of Torah Shabbat Pan, they're not subject to Malkus? Or will, like the Sefer HaChinuch, because it's a lav shem b'maisa. So he says, what do you mean it's a lav shem b'maisa? In other dinim, if you're metame a kohen, or you're machil a katan, it says lo so chilum, that's not a lav shem b'maisa, just because it's your vis-a-vis other people. Why all of a sudden here, is it a lav shem b'maisa? Moreover, says the Minchas Chinuch, remember I said before that for sure the Rambam doesn't deny that the Ochel is Asur. He's just also being Mechadesh that the Machil is Asur, right? Right? So, if that's true, so what do you want to say? That a Machil is not a Maisa? Number one, that's against these other sources. But forget about that. The Ochel is certainly involved in a Maisa. So just what are we even talking about? Oh. But, if we suggest, based on the Chinuch, that the idea of Zos Chukas HaPasach, Kol B'necher Lo Yochabo, is that the Korban Pesach was an act, was an affirmation of Amunah. And it also came to be perceived as a Korban, right, which reflects Amunah and identification with Klal Yisrael, its history. It's especially an affirmation of the concept of Hashgacha, which is what Yitzias Mitzrayim and Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim is really all about. So then, perhaps we can understand these points in the Rambam. It's true that the Pasuk says Lo Yochal. But to take the Kesef Mishnah, but in a slightly different way, the Kesef Mishnah didn't mean, oh, he's not going to listen to you, so, you know, it can't be addressed to him. The idea is that Zos Chukas HaPasach Kol B'necher Lo Yochal. If you want to know the antithesis, and that's why we start with it, the antithesis to Korban Pesach, it's Meshumad. So, forget about the Meshumad. The Meshumad eating the Korban Pesach is the least of our concerns. I'm not even sure the Rambam thinks it's a lav. what the Rambam wants you to understand is that to be machil of the Shumat, Korban Pesach, is not to understand what Korban Pesach is. On Pesach, you want to be makarev the Meshumat by giving him a little bit of basar of Korban Pesach. Right? There's a zero tolerance policy, maybe always, but particularly in connection with Korban Pesach for the concept of a Meshumat. Because the whole idea of Korban Pesach, you can't share the Korban Pesach with a Meshumat. I'm not talking about an Avaryan. I'm talking about a Meshumat. Because to do so is a Chuchot Lula to what Korban Pesach is. They were Shochet Lelohem Le'enayim. And he, living, you know, in Klal Yisrael, is a Meshumat. That's not Kiruv. It's not Chesed. It's not even neutrality. It betokens a total insensitivity to what Korban Pesach is really about. So the real Iser is being machil a Meshumad, says the Rambam. Number one. Number two, it isn't a din of the shame gabra of Varyan, oh he's a min, he's an apikoros, he's a mechal Shabbos b'farhesya, he's a mumr l'chol ha'tara kula. That's not the point. Even a mumr l'chol ha'tara kula has chiyuv mitzvahs. This is a din specifically in, right, Zos Chukas HaPasach, Ach Yishchetu L'Elohim L'Enayim. This is about the Bris Emuna in the Rabbana Shel Olam. This is about Avodah Zarah. It's a din in Avodah Zarah. And for that reason, according to the Rambam, it's a lav shem b'maisa, because it isn't the act of Hachala, which is a Maisa Veira. According to the Rambam, the Yisod is that by being Machil, right, you're reflecting a total insensitivity to the purpose of the korban. It's a lav shem b'maisa. It's not the act of hakala as a maisa veira. It's what but being machil to a meshumad says about your comprehension of zecher litzias mitzrayim, and particularly the korban pesach aspect of zecher litzias mitzrayim. If that's the case, then it really is zos chukas hapasach. Kol benechar lo yochal bo. The very next pasuk refers to the din of Arel. Arel, right, is referred to also in some of these makaros, and particularly the Gemara in Sadivav and Aleph in Pesachim. Gemara seems to link Benechar and Arel. Arel, in my opinion, is the parallel of Benechar, and in somewhat of a like mirror image kind of a way. Why? The idea of Meshumat, called Benechar Le'ochabo, is if you give a Meshumat to eat from the Korban Pesach, right, that betokens a lack of understanding, right? Because it's all about emuna. The idea of Arel has a second chiddush. There are two things. Number one, should be known that there is an Isur Arel of Achilas Kachim, Achilas Truma, in addition to Korban Pesach. And it's actually derived, according to the Gemara Nivamos, from Korban Pesach. However, that's what the Griz points out in his piece in Echus Macholos Asuros, Parik Beis, Alach Chav Gimel. He points out that if you look at the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam counts one Iser to eat as an Arel, to eat from Truma or Kachin, and that he puts together. There's a completely separate Iser for an Arel to eat Korban Pesach. Two different dinim. Moreover, in Korban Pesach you have the din that you don't have anywhere else, Bonav V'avadav Hazacharim Ma'akvim Korban Pesach. You don't have that in Truma, you don't have that in Kachim. So in a way, you can't bring a Korban Pesach, you can't eat Korban Pesach if you have people who you control, who are under your orbit of influence, who don't have a Bris Milah. In a way, that's analogous to, it's a slightly different expression, but it's a parallel expression to being Machil a Meshumad. Right, both of them reflect a certain sensitivity as to what the nature of Korban Pesach is all about. And there are other nafkamina, which I don't have time to go into as well. So what is this all about? So Chazal tell us that b'damayichayi, right? Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. And we also know that Pesach and Mila are the two mitzvos aseh she'yesh bahem kares. And we also know that Arel, that Mila, is a condition for Korban Pesach in a very dramatic way. Right? We also know that both Arel and Korban Pesach are connected to the concept of Klal Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael, Befrat Ubetzibur. And I always like to quote the famous Mechilta and Sifrei that Rashi quotes here in Shmos and again in Bamidbar. Right? It sounds like in the Psukim that a ger, v'chi yagur itchem ger, right, v'yasa pasach, so the Medrash Halacha says, yachol, whenever somebody's megayer, he should have to bring a korban pasach. Talmud Lomar, you only bring the korban pasach on pasach. And did anybody ever think that, you know, when you're megayer, that you'd have to bring korban shnei alechem? You know, why dafka korban pasach? Because korban pasach, like mila, right, is emblematic of kedushas Yisrael and of the commitment to Amuna, right? And therefore both of them have a gerus connection in addition to the other connections that they share. And the reason for this is exactly because the idea of Zecher and Tzias Mitzrayim, as the Ramban explains it so beautifully in so many different places, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Nad Asher Bara Shemayim Va'aretz. Right, and the famous Ramban, even more famous in the end of Parshas Bo, when he talks about why Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected to so many different things. The Cheirus of Pesach isn't just about liberty, and it's not even just about the opportunity to be involved in Torah mitzvos. It's the opportunity to be involved in Torah mitzvos as an expression of Hallelu Avdei Hashem v'lo Avdei Paro, Avodai Heim v'lo Avodim la'Avodim, as an expression of Bris HaEmuna uBris HaTorah, exactly the way the Sefer HaChinuch explains it. Let me just conclude with this. I know I'm a couple minutes over time, so let me just finish with this. We know about the famous debate between Rab and Shmuel. Right? The Gemara records it in Pesachim and Kufta Zayin, where the Matkilim Begnus and Misayim and Beshevach refers to Avodah Mahinam Bepar de Mitzrayim, right? Shmuel, or the Matkilim of the Avodah Zari HaYuav Hosein. One would have thought, and I'm not going to go into all of this now, maybe some other year we'll do it in more detail. One would have thought that this is a mutually exclusive machlokas, and that it's a machlokas about the nature of the holiday. Is it about religion, or is it about political liberty? Is it about physical gula, or spiritual gula, etc.? But we know that the Rif Paskins, that we do both. And so does the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't just say we do both, because Ramachmir, he says, b'chein, b'chein. Meaning, it sounds in the Rambam like these are two sides of the same coin. And it's particularly striking that we begin with Avodah Mayinu, and then we speak about Mitzchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah, even though chronologically, and from a Mitzchila's Matchilim Bignus point of view, it should have been the other way. But I think this is the Haggadah's way, and the Rambam's, I think, underscoring it, way of saying that Avodah Mayinu, the power of the Mitzrayim, is also about Avodah Yehem V'lo Avodim La'Avodim. It's an expression of Amuna and the identification with Kedushas Yisrael and the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. And what better way to express that than after you start with the actual Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to say, oh, we need to take a step back to understand what this really is about. Mitzchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu B'Knisa Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, right? That's the ultimate purpose of Avodah Mayinu as well. And therefore, both of these are true. That constitutes the real foundation of Haggadah, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as an expression that leads to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is part of Kriyas Shema, as we know, Kabbalah Sol Malkus Shemayim. So even though it's only one halacha, it's one halacha which really does set the tone. Zos Chukas HaPasach, Kol Ben Necher LaYochal Bo, together with the Din of Arel, and then on that basis to understand Toshav and Sachir, the Dinam of Korban Pesach really highlights a special dimension of the Seder and of Zechiras and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I want to wish you all a Chag Kosher V'Sameach.